the colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. Fish do not like coffee. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel, then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then he walks along a red line painted on the floor, through a series of double doors and into a phone box. He dials, then is sent down through a chute to join the rest of the family on the sofa in front of the TV. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Welcome back to Animal Survivor.
Okay, tribes, it's been a rough week. Rhino, you lost the tribe's fishing equipment. And we saw a dramatic collapse in the Lion-Gazelle Alliance.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
And now we're back to Touch the Stove.
So, Kevin, I hear you collect amusing postcards.
Yeah, it all started when...
Touch the Stove!
Ah! I can't take any more of these shows. If I wanted reality, I'd finally have this lump looked at.
Networks love reality shows because they don't have to pay writers or actors.
Stupid writers and actors priced yourselves right out of the business. Nice going, geniuses.
Hey, let's get one of those home satellite dishes. Then we can stop suckling on the six network teat.
Get back, hunky cat. Those systems are too expensive.
Marge, we can't pinch pennies on the machine that's going to be raising our children. Come on, kids. Daddy knows a way to get the money with no risk.
At the boob tubery shop.
Okay, now all we have to do is install your satellite dish. Can you be home from 8 a.m. Monday morning through June?
No problem.
In September.
Hey, Flanders, check out my new satellite dish.
Boy, that's Jim Dandy Roof Candy. I'd love to come over sometime and watch that church channel.
I bet you would.
Oh, you'd win that bet. Seems like I'm spending all my money on religious pay-per-view, or as I like to call it, pray-per-view.
Damn your sparkling wordplay!
And bless your humble home!
Oh, it's red wire to red wire. What idiot dreamed that up?
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
Bart presses a button on the remote. The satellite dish moves around and sends a signal to a satellite in space in which monkeys are frantically plugging in wires. One looks at the Earth out of the window and says, so beautiful, so fragile.
And thereby reducing the number of states to 49.
Cool, it's the NBC news feed.
Feed.
You get to see what they do during commercial breaks.
We'll be right back with a special report on soccer moms who hate soccer.
Clear!
Oh, Lord, I'm so fat.
The newsreader makes himself vomit into a bucket.
Hey, Lise, want to try some satellite TV? We've got Japanese friends.
In the title sequence, they dance in a fountain.
Do you like my new shirt? It says reggae hairstyle, rock and roll. Could I be more Japanese?
You are the emperor of last year.
Your comeback shames me.
How about the clock channel?
Coming up on the clock channel, 6 o'clock.
Wait a minute, I saw this one.
Bart, I have to study for the elementary school achievement test, and so do you.
Hey, I don't have to study on the weekend.
It's Wednesday night.
Kids, you're both right.
We're back with Who Wants to Marry an Internet Billionaire? Millionaire. Oh, well, now he's broke.
Nighttime, and Homer and Bart are still slumped on the sofa. Bart shoves a chocolate bar into his mouth.
Why don't you turn off the TV and join us for dessert? I made a pie.
Put pie here.
Marge feeds a slice into Homer's mouth.
Would you like some ice cream with that?
Me not pig.
We now return to Robo Trumbull. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Robot Rumble.
Two mechanical robots fighting.
Why are we fighting each other? Together we can defeat the humans and rule the Earth.
I agree.
As one robot turns to the audience, the other slices him in half.
Sucker.
Homicidal robots, so like us.
Bart, the test is in 2 hours, and you haven't slept in a fortnight.
What's a fortnight?
You should know. It's on the test.
Bart peels himself off Homer's stomach.
No pressure, children, but these test results will follow you for the rest of your life and beyond the grave.
This test is boring. What else is on?
Bart's exam paper turns into a remote control. He presses a button, and the teacher becomes the newsreader vomiting into a bucket. Some children turn into battling robots, while others become the Japanese friends dancing in the fountain, and a boy's head turns into a clock face.
It's finally happened, Bart. You've lost your mind.
The various characters lift Bart up in his chair, spinning him round above their heads as they sing. After a few moments daydreaming, Bart comes back to reality.
Now, let's raise the roof for the bland, informative rap of MC Safety and the Caution Crew.
Yo, 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 y'all feeling cautious? I say across, walk, across it a walk, and you don't stop crossing till you're on the next block. First you look both ways and you walk, not run. Obeying safety rules is acceptable fun. Break it down now.
Just walk, don't run, drink juice, yum, yum.
Watch out, Beatles. Now, I have one more important announcement to share with you. Would Lisa Simpson join me on stage?
Huh?
Lisa, because of your outstanding score on yesterday's big test, you're being immediately moved up to the third grade.
Bart's furious.
She's not so great. She got diarrhea when we went to Carlsbad Caverns.
Lisa's in tears.
Okay, Bart, since you like attention so much, I have a second announcement. I was going to tell you this privately, but because of your incredibly low test score, we're sending you back to third grade.
Bart's horrified.
Huh?
What? I gotta be in the same class as her.
What? I gotta be in the same class as him?
They're gonna be in the same class as each other? An old army buddy is visiting Mannix?
Class, meet our newest third graders, Lisa and Bart Simpson. Lisa comes to us from Miss Hoover, while Bart was taught by Mrs. Krabobble.
Hi, Bart and Lisa!
A rooster sits on a roof facing north. It lays an egg. Which way does it roll?
Okay, the sun rises in the east. So the rooster would probably want to lay it on the cool side.
Roosters don't lay eggs. They're boys.
Very good, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, I want you to stick close to your big brother until you catch up.
The teacher clamps their desks together.
Young man, you're not in this class. What are you doing here?
Laughing at jerks.
That evening, Bart and Lisa are doing their homework.
Quiet nerds burp only near school.
Bart, I'm doing my geography homework.
I know. That's how you remember the four original provinces of Canada. Quebec, New Brunswick, Ontario, Nova Scotia. Quiet nerds burp only near school. And here's how you remember the principal exports. Dogs eat barf solely on Wednesday, Mabel.
Stop! I want to learn on my own!
Canada's governor's general. Clowns love haircuts, so should Lee Marvin's valet.
Here are your math tests. Morgan, Dakota, Ashley, Dakota, Tyler, Lisa.
What's this weird mark next to my A?
That's an A minus.
minus?
Nice work, Bart.
An A? Copacetic.
You did better than me?
Eh, I took this test last year. The answer key never changes.
BCBC, AABB, CCD, false, false, true, William Jennings Bryan. That's cheating! Bart cheated!
Young lady, in the third grade, we don't care for tattletales.
Aww.
And we don't care for moaners, either. Sobbing only pushes Bart's grade higher.
Pukers in back.
Kids, look what I got you for your third grade field trip. Matching fanny packs. Now your fannies match.
Oh.
Hey, get away from me. Get
Ow.
Quit it.
Ow. Ow.
Stop. You'll crush your juice boxes.
Homer separates them, and they bare their teeth at each other.
All right, everybody choose a buddy for the field trip.
I'll take Kyle.
I'll take Ashley.
Saying your buddy's name out loud is a security risk. I'll just put you two together.
Oh.
On the bus, Lisa's reading Love in the Time of Coloring Books. Bart spots a car out of the window.
Punch Buggy Red.
Ow, you are such an amateur. Punch Buggy White.
Ow!
Stop fighting.
He started it. He did Punch Buggy first.
What's Punch Buggy? When you see a Volkswagen bug, you punch somebody and yell the color.
Punch Buggy Blue. Ow.
Punch Buggy Green.
Punch Buggy Top.
Oh, really
two for flinching.
The children get off the bus, rubbing their arms.
Now, as we cross the street, I want you to hold hands with your buddy.
As Bart and Lisa are crossing...
Hey, dude, who's your girlfriend?
Is this nice?
Bart and Lisa quickly let go.
What happened, dude? Did your girlfriend dump you?
Now, children, if you look up at the Capitol Dome, you'll see a mural of our state bird, the pot-bellied sparrow, eating our state pasta, bow tie.
Order, order, order. The chair recognizes the esteemed representative from Capital City.
The Capital City goofball?
That's right. To win, he spent $80 million from his own pocket.
Mr. Speaker, the time has come to redesign our state flag. This Confederate symbol is an embarrassment, particularly as we are a northern state.
This lively debate has given me an idea. Tonight, each buddy team is going to design a new state flag.
Homework on a field trip? What have you been huffing?
Well, Bart's being his usual jerky self. But, Mom, I'm really excited about this new flag design. Oh, and the hotel gives you a free USA Today outside your room. No, I'm sure it's free. Okay, I won't touch it.
Well, make sure you don't. And try not to let your brother get under your skin, honey.
Believe me, he doesn't. His act is getting old fast. He thinks he's really cool. But frankly, the other kids are starting to wake up and smell the cooties. One last sunbeam, and we're done. To fraternal love.
When I get through with that flag, it's gonna be a Bart mangled banner.
So, I understand you children have some state flags for me. Who would like to go first?
We would, Governor Bailey. Team Simpson.
I spearheaded this one.
I'll just unfurl this.
Bart's changed the slogan to learn to fart.
That was my worst unfurling ever.
Lisa, how could you? The governor is crying.
You weren't on this field trip. How did you get here?
Biked.
Getting back on the bus.
Bart, I am so mad at you.
You should have seen the look on your face. It was something like this.
He shows her a picture of her with a speech bubble saying, I am a loser. She pushes him into a hedge, and as they fight, they tumble down a hill and into a river, where they try to throttle each other.
Okay, children, before we leave, is anyone missing their buddy?
No!
Ah, the buddy system. Foolproof. Florida Auto.
The bus drives away.
Wait! Wait! without you too, you idiot.
If I'm such an idiot, how come I'm the smartest kid in the third grade?
Because you've already done it once.
You've lost me.
Oh, forget it. Hey, how do we get back?
No problem. We'll just circle around like those kids in the Blair Witch Project.
Bart sets off.
I must be getting close. I recognize that girl.
In a forest.
Oh, Bart, I think we're lost.
I used to be lost. Until a friend turned me onto a book. A book that changed my life. It's called Lisa is Stupid.
They're gone. I don't know what happened. If the buddy system can fail, I don't know what to believe in.
There, there, Audrey. It's happened to all of us. Willie, we have two more names for the wall.
Ugh, why is it always the kids with the long names?
He starts etching Bart's name into the remembrance wall.
Hello, Principal Skinner.
A parent who waves a right to sue says what?
What?
Got it.
Hey, you can't fool us. We're from the Learn to Fart State.
Bart and Lisa are lost in Capital City and presumed crying.
My poor babies!
I'm so sorry. Lisa's a very special little girl, and we'll spare no expense in finding her.
Well, what about Bart?
We're looking, but in the meantime, the class clown Pro Tem will take his place.
Cowabunga!
Deep in the forest that night, Lisa's shivering.
You cold?
What do you care?
Here.
Thanks. Where'd you get? Oh. Bart, you're my big brother. You should act like it more often. You know, protect me from the bad things in the world.
Well, as far as nerdy little sisters go, you're the coolest.
Thanks, Bart.
And I'm sorry I sabotaged your flag.
I'm sorry I got us lost out here.
Oh, and I'm sorry I sawed the heads off your Malibu Stacy dolls. Okay, you go.
I don't think I've done anything else.
Okay, I'll go again. Remember when your bike was mangled by gypsies?
Yes.
Yeah, funny story. One day I was really bored, and Dad had left a steamroller idling in the driveway.
This is where the kids were last seen.
The plastic casing from the tip of Bart's shoelace! A mother knows.
Well, he's not gonna get very far without that. Bart, is that you?
No.
Daytime in the forest.
Say your prayers.
Oh, Lord, please strike these mountain folk dead.
Bart! Listen, we're really sorry. We got lost on a field trip from Springfield Elementary.
Lost on a field trip? Heck, why'd you say so? That's how Grandpappy wound up in these parts.
They was taking us to Capital City to see the Nutcracker, and I wandered away from the group. Married a bear, and I started up a family.
I told you I ain't a bear.
Roar, roar, roar. No one understands you, she-bear.
Thanks for driving us back to town.
No problem. We were going there anyway to pick up the new Spy magazine.
I'm sorry. They don't publish that anymore.
The world I grew up in is gone.
Oh, my special little guys. You're okay. You're okay.
And Maggie, you no longer have to live with the burden of replacing Bart and Lisa.
Well, if this episode has taught us anything, it's that nothing works better than the status quo. Bart, you're promoted back to the fourth grade.
Yay!
And Lisa, you have a choice. You may continue to be challenged in third grade or return to second grade and be merely a big fish in a small pond.
Big fish! Big fish!
Aww.
The status quo.
The status quo? Ay, caramba!
That's just sad.